Okay, welcome back. Two of the most important websites on the internet are, of course, PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Alex Jones, the proprietor, the driving force behind those two and other sites, and one of the great radio programs on the airwaves, This Time or Any Time. He's with us tonight. Once a month, he spends 3 hours of his valuable time with us and all of you, and he's back this evening. Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hey, Jeff. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me on with you.
We are, another month has passed, and it gets loopier and loopier.
Well, it is. It's totally insane, and for years, we've been talking about torture on television, how the globalists are trying to turn us into the psychopathic predators that they are to give us a mind that's one with them so that we'll be pliable little jail keepers here in the prison planet. And now it's actually starting to reach running man proportions.
Well, the whole name of the game, of course, as you've been pointing out for years, is to desensitize people to things they otherwise wouldn't go a mile near or they would be shocked by, and torture is one of them. So how do you desensitize torture, friends? You know how you do it? You turn it into entertainment.
Well, they play these little situational ethics games where, you know, it starts out where Clint Eastwood steps on the leg of the serial killer to get the answer from him to find out where he's put the kidnapped person, and we all think, well, that's good. And then they, you know, throughout the years, start expanding on this, whereas today it's, well, let's torture terrorist or suspected terrorist, and then we find out from the Army's own report that's available even at MSNBC that the torture at Camp X-Ray and 32 other camps included raping women and children and sodomizing people with huge objects, dripping with battery acid.
Well, as horrible as those things are, and they're just about as horrible as it gets, then we have those CIA flights to nowhere. They're picking up people in many, many countries and taking off with them. Many of those people are never seen again.
Including an American citizen who admittedly was, quote, tortured to get answers out of him in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And our government's all for it. But to sell us on this now, and a lot of forms of torture that are so horrible, folks, I can't even mention them on the air.
Unfit for the airways, yeah.
And some people say, well, those are terrorists. Well, the LA Times has reported that there are no even mid-level members of Al-Qaeda at Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo. The Red Cross got the report last year from the Army, another report, that 75 to 90% of those that are at these camps in Iraq, some of these camps have upwards of 8,000 people at them, are families who didn't have their papers in order at checkpoints.
Right.
And then people argue, well, you know, this is to stop terrorism, we're torturing them. Well, torture's bad enough, period, pulling somebody's teeth out, taking a drill to their kneecaps, hanging them by their arms, people died from being hung so long. But no. Being hung from a forklift is nothing compared to most of the torture is sexual in nature, which we see with almost every serial killer. It is the criminology, the psychosis of domination, the same stuff we see in the satanic ritual abuse cults, the same stuff that we've got the, you know, Hillside Strangler and people like Helter Skelter with Charlie Manson. All of it, it's the same MO. It's the sexual type torture, and we see that at Camp X-Ray. I mean, the sanctioned CIA handbook, how to do it, what to do. I mean, now so-called Christian conservatives are on the radio talking about how it's of the Lord to do this to people.
Well, they're not Christians.
Well, of course they're not. I mean, I consider myself to be a Christian. I mean, I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was tortured to death. Most of his disciples were, and he said it was totally evil. But according to them, look, bottom line, here's the mass conditioning. We know about shows like Threat Matrix and 24 and CSI Miami and Boston Legal and now doing its final episode, NYPD Blue. I have listeners, because I've asked them to do this. Send me, watch these shows and send me the tapes. I refuse to, you know, to watch the shows until I just get the tapes to analyze it, because in the future I'm going to make a film about it, you know, the politics of torture and the mass basting of the human consciousness in it. But on shows like NYPD Blue, they will torture somebody to get answers, and it's the cop's always a hero because he did it. He's always sure. right because he did it. But a few weeks ago, we played clips on my show, the program Boston Legal had a program where the cop broke an innocent guy's arm to help find a kidnapped child. And even though the guy was innocent, the court and the jury says, hey, they actually say, Americans love torture. Torture is American apple pie. They actually said that. They said torture is pure American and it's good, and we need to have torture warrants like Alan Dershowitz called for. They actually said this in the piece, and this like 3-minute diatribe, this Gettysburg address of just wonderfully written of just how beautiful and wonderful and majestic and just so good, and how Alberto Gonzalez has tortured people. It's so good. So folks, you know about reporters being paid off. $250,000 to go stump for different programs. You know about right. fake reporters and the right. folks. There's thousands of them, but it's not just reporters.
And let's not forget male prostitute fake reporters.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's, well, you know, New York Post headline last year in July 15th, top gay porn star services moguls at Bohemian Grove.
Right.
So, they bus them in like beluga caviar
yeah.
for the Christian conservative, homosexual orgies. But, again, we're not Christian conservatives because we're against that, folks. But, again, this is all real. It's mind blowing that it's
One other thing, Alex, excuse me. Go back to what you said about, this is very important. 80 to 90% of the detainees, the terror suspects in these camps, as you heard Alex say, are just family members who didn't have their papers in order. We could, you know, take that and go, and I'm not getting on the capital punishment soapbox here, but how many people on death row are innocent? How many people was it that they found out that after they were executed they were innocent? There was a very substantial number of them.
Well, about 15%.
That's right.
With DNA tests, they're innocent.
And if you want to read any more about torture and sexual dominance and all that, just pick up almost any book on serial killers, any of them.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's the same M.O., it's the same signature, it's the same...
Ted Bundy. What was the big guy Kemper in California? I can't
John
remember.
Wayne Gacy.
Gacy, all of them. It's all psycho perversion, hideously deranged sexual dominance and torture and dismemberment and mutilation.
Well, that's what, but now this is what we do at the camps because our government's so loving. But so we have all these programs promoting this, and now Channel 4 in England has a program where they've built a mock Guantanamo Bay.
They actually, now I see this, I don't watch TV, and I rely on people like you to tell me what's happening. I saw the story. I can't believe it. They build a mock Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, it was in the Associated Press, London
yeah.
Guardian, about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I know it was on Rents.com, it's on Infowars.com, and they built this mock scale camp, and the people to win like £50,000 or $80,000, the winner... Who can take the most torture? And so the public sees it as, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It's a game. It's fun. More desensitization. But it's gotten a whole level worse now. Now, on shows in England and here in the U.S., there was another show. Before I get to the really bad stuff, let's talk about what's happening in America and England. In England, they have a show called Spooks about MI6.
Right.
And in one episode I've gotten... They torture a 7-year-old girl to make the terrorist answer questions.
Oh, come on.
His daughter. And when the terrorist won't answer questions, they're about to throw her off a 20-story building, and he finally answers the questions, and they save London. And see, torturing 7-year-old girls is good.
Yeah.
But let's expand on that. Then on the last rerun of Threat Matrix that I just got, with this threat matrix, the attorney general tortures his own son because he might have information about the terrorist. And he says, I love my son, but I love America more. So I'm going to torture my son. And everybody goes, aw. And when they lean over somebody and torture them in these torture chairs on these shows, yeah. it's always, you're just so bad making me do this. You're making me.
Man.
I'm the good. And the female intelligence officer will cry as the man is tortured to death in the huge black torture chair. But listen, it gets worse now. Our government, our criminal government, is. Well, I'll tell you when we get back. They're The new TV show in Iraq, folks, is light years past this.
Unbelievable. I'm recalling now the, was it Stanford, the experiment they did with student volunteers and put them in a room and were, they were giving electrical charges to an actor in the other room. They weren't really shocking him, and they were told to keep increasing the voltage. And there was a certain point on the dial which was fatal. And I think 90% of them went ahead to the fatal dose when they were ordered to do it. Okay, Jeff Renz with Alex Jones. Alex is on once a month to spend some time with all of us, and he is here tonight. The fourth Monday, if you want to mark that down on your calendars each month. All right, torture now becoming entertainment fare for the masses to further desensitize all of us. And please continue. I'm all ears. I don't watch TV, and this is amazing.
Well, on InfoWars.com right now, we have Torture TV televising the revolution. And here's a headline. If there were any doubts, the New World Order is galloping along towards the fulfillment of the fascist dystopia warned about for so long. Today's tidbits from Alawi's Iraq should dispel them entirely. Alawi's occupational government, installed by the globalists, launched a new TV show, sort of an Iraq version of reality television. Terrorist in the hands of justice.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in it are supposed bank robbers, rapists. Mm-hmm. Everybody's a terrorist. It runs several times a day in Iraq and features the confessions of beaten-up insurgents who admit to terrible crimes for serial murder.
Yeah.
And then it says that they just line people up who have, you know, both eyes blacked, blood on them, and go, now, admit you did it. And the person says, yes, I practice cutting people's heads off first on animals, and I cut 10 heads off, and I raped 10 women. And, I mean, it's just insane. But the point is that these are inside camps with troops in ski masks standing around them with cameras on them, with people one after the other saying, yes, I committed horrible murders. And then they're taken, because they have the death penalty over there, and executed. And so this is worse than the Running Man. I mean, this is far past even that dystopic vision. In 1984, this is exactly what they had on the telescreens, was every night endless confessions of people of all these different crimes, and then they were being executed by Big Brother.
Now, we want to make sure that people understand this is not a melodrama. This is real TV, all of it?
Yes.
And they're actually, do they show the executions of these people?
No, they just...
You just hear the gunfire.
The show just started a few months ago.
Give them a few weeks. Yeah, give them a few weeks.
Oh, of course. But listen, it's live several times a day. It's just people in the camps walking up to the camera with men in ski masks. That's what the Iraqi National Guard wears, installed by our government. They're doing this. So on these shows in America and England, it's torturing children is good to get answers. And then we see all of this in reality manifesting itself in Iraq and Guantanamo Bay. And Alan Dershowitz travels the country. He came to Austin last year to promote that torture is good. And right after 9/11, there were all the headlines, time for torture in the New York Times. It's time to get out rubber hoses and cattle prods. And just all of this, just getting people in a frothing, boiling, murderous attitude. And we're in a country that had nothing to do with 9/11, but still the image is, well, we're fighting terrorists, and they deserve it. And, of course, the article goes on to admit, and there was also an NBC Nightly News piece about this last Friday night, that it's having unexpected outcome of making the Iraqis not like us. Why? It's not doing what they thought it would.
Oh, man. This, geez, it's public spectacle.
And, of course, Alawi, who's bested Chalibi for the dictatorship over there, Mr. Alawi is the admitted individual who bombed school buses, movie theaters. I mean, he is a terrorist killer if there ever was
one.
Well,
and he went into one prison, and apparently, what did he shoot, five or six people in the head with a handgun? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, instead of having his troops do it,
right,
after they've taken over, he likes to do it. And he said,
yeah,
that's how I want it done.
Right, right. Let me show you.
Let me show you, with blood splattering all over him.
These people are not human. Not by my measure.
Well, they're extremely deviant. They have, we're in a very decadent cycle, and they're sadist. I mean, that's what tyranny is when corrupt, evil people join into a gang, take control of your government, and then make the world into their image, a dark empire. And they've got all the money, all the power, all the women, all the drugs. None of that does it for them anymore. It's like Stalin or Hitler or Mao or Israel today.
Well, had Stalin or Pol Pot or any of them, Chairman Mao, had television, they would have had the same things on there. This goes going back to the French Revolution, where the whole city would turn out to watch the guillotining of people and cheer and all the rest of it.
And it might be them next week, but so what?
Exactly. No, exactly right. And to go back to the UK program, in case you folks might have missed this, this is the Iraqi TV is showing reality. The UK TV is showing reality too, but it's lowercase reality. This is a true story. And in case you didn't think Alex was being serious, it's the Sunday Herald, February 27th, yesterday. Let me just read this to them again, Alex. We've got a break coming up here, 1 minute. Earlier this year, in an anonymous building in East London, you heard Alex say this, Channel 4 set up its latest reality show house. This one did not require a hot tub or chickens, but the spirit of the original Orwellian Big Brother hovered around it. No one was voted out, but three of its seven volunteer inhabitants left before the 48-hour shoot was over. In that time, the volunteers, all men, were, to varying degrees, lightly tortured. They were stripped, slapped, subjected to extremes of temperature, screamed at, touched, blindfolded, shackled, forced to soil themselves, deprived of food, disoriented, isolated, intimidated, humiliated, threatened, deprived of sleep, and then put through it all again on UK television. This is entertainment, Alex?
And it gets a lot worse.
Well, tune in a year or two, folks. The losers on these reality shows may well be thrown to the lions, but maybe it's worth it if the prize is, say, $5 million, $10 million bucks. I think there's no limit to what people will do for fame and money, Alex. Maybe throw their lives away. Back in just a minute with Alex Jones. Okay, Jeff Rentz back with Alex Jones, and please do visit Alex's websites. If you haven't heard him on radio or haven't been to his websites, you haven't been to the Internet. Okay, we're talking about some pretty bizarre things, and as we've been saying for a long, long time, they are only going to become more and more bizarre. UK TV, some of these reality shows, again, Alex, I haven't seen them, but I've read a few things, and one of them, as I recall, is young males and females were required to eat a bowl of beef brains, was it? I mean, here we got Mad Cow. We know prions are an issue, and yet on this reality series, they willingly wolf down beef brains.
Well, they also, on these shows, make them eat cheese infested with maggots.
Oh, there you go. My point, I think, is well taken. I think in time, you'll find, say, 10 people, which... Well, if you can find 10, I think you can. Let's see, how are we going to phrase this? All right, let's just call it Death TV, or one of them dies, but the prize is $20 million. You think you could find 10 people who would take a chance?
Well, they'll also do it with people who are healthy, other than the fact that they're, quote, going to be dead. It'll
well,
be a rule.
Right.
There'll be a special rule. Oh, they've got a terminal illness, and we've now got right to die. And
there you
so
go. That's how they'll. That's be the first wave. That's how they'll sell it.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to strategize for the globalists, but really,
no.
Anything we've already thought of, they've already thought of. We just have to think
sure.
of the most evil things we can. And then
we're getting back to the Colosseum, right?
Well, exactly. But the Running Man, the Schwarzenegger movie, was set in 2017.
I didn't see it.
We're going to be much worse than that long before 2017. And the point is, folks, they're not doing this for ratings. They're not doing this. A lot of other stuff gets higher ratings. They're doing this. We have the government documents to condition and break down people's morals because the globalists are a parasite. They can't live in oxygen. They can't live in a healthy environment. They're like tetanus. And so they need to corrupt and pollute us so they can thrive. It really comes down to a psychic level. To make themselves king and to rule, they have to make us evil and corrupt.
Well, they have to change. We're the Petri dish. They have to change and reconfigure the Petri dish so they can survive in it.
Well, that's it. And they know exactly what they're doing. So what you should be concerned about, people, is that they're doing this, they're promoting this, and it's the same thing. Look, I know you've talked a lot about this, long before it was ever in the mainstream news, Jeff Rentz was talking about it, but it's not 10 reporters, it's not 100 reporters, it's over 2,000 reporters who get paychecks every month from the federal government. Back in 1977, they had hearings, and before that, the Church Committee hearings, about Operation Mockingbird. I mean, these are declassified.
I think those are Frank Church's last days, too, just about.
Exactly.
He died shortly thereafter.
And this is how he brought up the documents where the CIA, key editors, key reporters, planting fake news. We've all heard of the reports out there of this latest individual with the White House pass, and the media perseverates.
Well, James Gucker, Jeff Gannon, and who is he really, and all the rest of it.
Exactly, but they focus in on, should he get in trouble? Well,
right.
The point is, the guy worked for the White House.
He was hired, he was allowed into the White House, he had full access to sensitive areas of the government, he knew a lot. And, you know, he is quite clearly homosexual. And if anybody studies or, you know, knows anything about the homosexual lifestyle, they love to gossip. They love to hold secrets over each other. And talk about national security issues. If there isn't one, there is more than one. And these people will know secrets. And it's been suggested that maybe some well-known columnists in the country who may be homosexual have gotten inside information from some of these conduits of gay information, gay insiders. It's a very bad situation.
Yeah, special columnists that dominate the internet.
Right.
Well, that's admitted.
Right.
There have been major writers who've written tell-all books about it.
Right.
Major journalists. But so it's a whole system.
We're going back to the Colosseum. Look, let's be honest, folks. That's where we're headed. That's what reality TV is, in a way. It's moving that way. We're going to be back to the Colosseum. In China, they have public executions, and they fill sports stadiums. Happens all the time. Same thing would happen here. Don't think for a moment it wouldn't. Now they have execution vans. If they don't have those, they just shoot the people. And
well, that's right.
Thousand.
One province has 18 mobile execution vans.
Yeah.
And our government says we're in Iraq for freedom. But China's taking over our economy. The globalists are moving all our industry there. They get all the UN awards. They're the model. They're the model of the world. But
I notice how they don't call it Red China or Communist China anymore. not PC to do that.
Oh, and Putin, you know, he's our friend, but he's put the red stars back on everything, on the tanks and on the uniforms.
They went back to the actual Soviet national anthem, too, didn't they?
Yep, and they've got the hammer and sickle and the red star, and of course it's just come out in major European papers that Putin's usual, got caught planting bombs again last week. They were going to have some bombs go off to blow up another apartment building while Bush was visiting, so Putin could say, see, my police state is good. Terrorists are attacking us. And back in 1999, when he was vice president and was running for election, they blew up three buildings, and FSB was caught planting bombs in a fourth building. And the Moscow police actually caught them planting the hexogen bombs. I mean, it's the same story.
Pretty interesting parallel, Alex, back to the first World Trade Center bombing and the FBI's involvement there. They might as well have been actually hands-on planting the material.
Well, they paid Ahmad Salam, according to the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune, over $1 million, and he said, I cooked a dummy bomb, and they said, no. Here's real explosives and
that's
a detonator.
Right.
Build a real bomb because we want to have that for court.
So
3 days before, he said, the bomb's built, let's bust them, and they said no. So he went and recorded them saying, go ahead with the bombing.
Yep. What's the difference? I don't see much difference. Anyway,
okay.
Putin is lifetime KGB. When the Soviet Union fell, 95% of the KGB carried on as before. They changed names, changed titles. KGB never went away. Putin is a KGB man. George Poppy Bush is CIA. Poppy Bush was director of the CIA, Alex, for a little over a year. And yet they named the headquarters after him. Does that tell you something?
Well, they claim that he'd never been with the agency. He was Well, it's like Porter Goss, it turns out, has been a senator all of these years. And then, they said he'd really been with the CIA for 30 years. And now that's why we're going to make him the head guy.
Well, anyway, it's... I guess the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Bush was involved in the Bay of Pigs. He was at Dallas.
Of course. Yeah, and there's a new DVD out about all about George Bush's connections to the killing of John F. Kennedy. It's fascinating. I just got this in the mail.
It's on PrisonPlanet.tv.
You got it already, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I haven't seen it, but sure. These people have dirty, bloody hands, folks, and they go back, you know, almost half a century. We could talk about Poppy Bush's World War II air crash and what happened to his two crewmen. That's rather legendary, too. All right, back just a minute with Alex Jones as we continue. Jeff Rents with Alex Jones, and we're talking about torture and how it's becoming more de rigueur, as they say. Chic, trendy entertainment. Watch where it goes from here. God, we've been watching in the movies forever. Okay, so much to talk about. This whole Terri Schiavo thing in Florida is really getting to be pretty grim. It was grim before. It's getting to be even worse now. They literally have... the judge in the case has ordered her to be executed. There is so much going on to this. I think many of you are familiar with the story. We won't go through the whole thing. But this, again, I think is setting a policy, Alex, of state-sanctioned elimination of people who are allegedly totally disabled. I think we're going to see that at some point.
Well, Jeff, have you interviewed Wesley Smith?
No.
Well, I've seen you posted some of his articles before. He writes for the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's listed the names over the years of hundreds of people. I've had their family members on who could speak, who would please, don't unhook me, please, I want water.
Right.
So Terri Schiavo Schindler, who is not comatose, who's, you know, wide awake, who could, I mean, that whole story... They're setting the precedent there. They're kind of using her as a poster child to legitimize all this. And look, Hitler started his first killing with retarded children.
He wanted to clear half the hospital beds for wounded soldiers. So, yeah.
And the invalids and all of them, and this mindset of eugenics or this mindset of an elite culling the herd, this runs very strong through the elite, and now it's all chic, as you said, and coming back. I mean, look, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he says that he admires Hitler. He wants to be a dictator. They have him in public with these giant pictures of himself behind him. Same MO that we see in communist China or Russia under these classical dictators, but it's all over the place. You know, Prince Harry and the little Nazi outfit. Well, J-Lo, SS trooper J-Lo, and she's in a German TV ad, basically in a Nazi uniform with twin lightning bolts and a death's head.
She, I don't know anything about her.
I don't either, other than what I see in the grocery store on the tabloids and, you know, on the cover of the women's magazines. But this is from Drudge. Patches worn by SS troopers during World War II, the death's head. And the point here is...
What is she advertising?
I have to read into the article.
Her new video or something?
It says in an ad that... in an ad running on German TV. I could read the whole article if you want me to.
Well, whatever.
But the point here is
that... give her the airtime. But...
is that I've been studying the New World Order for about 12 years. I've been on the air for 10, but I mean, I learn more every day. And look, I knew that the globalists were into death, into destruction, into evil, that it's their sacrament. But
right. Making
this new film that's going to be released in 2 days, Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, perhaps in the next hour, Jeff, we should talk about the things I discovered in making this film.
You got another new film coming out.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And it actually sends chills up my spine in the making of this film, how much we learned. And really, I can boil it down to this. A death cult, a worldwide death cult, is in control.
Mm-hmm.
At the top, they are Nazis and Zionists. And, of course, now a lot of mainstream publications are admitting that the Zionists had training camps up until the mid-early 40s, that they helped put Hitler in power.
You bet.
That the Warburgs financed him. And we knew this years ago, but now this is hitting major newspapers. But, again, everything with the New World Order isn't what it seems. Actually, the Zionists aren't even really Jews. They're Nazis. And they helped put Hitler in, and the whole thing was set up. They're behind Arnold today because all the dirt they've got on him. It is so unbelievable.
And
perhaps...
don't forget to read Lenny Brenner's work, what he discovered. He's got the quotes, the documentation, and everything about how two rabbis went to World Zionist headquarters in Switzerland during the war in 1942 and said, look, we've been to the German government. For $2 million, they'll allow safe passage of all Jews out of occupied Europe. Just give us $2 million. The Zionists said, no, go back. Unless Jews by design die in this war in vast numbers, we will not be able to make the case for Israel at the war's end. They wouldn't give them $2 million, so they consigned their own people, and not all Zionists are Jews, not all Jews are Zionists, but the Zionists consigned the Jews to what came to be known as the Holocaust, whatever in fact it was. They wouldn't let it. $2 million, that's it. Oh, and here's a quickie, if I might interrupt again. We're running out of time here. This is important about Terry. I just got this from someone today. I'm not sure if you've seen it yet. This is very important about the Terry Schiavo case. The judge has spoken, and it was kind of an off-the-cuff remark said in anger in an October 2002 evidentiary trial where he gave it all away. The reason they want this death by judicial order is to create case law in past tense. It's a done deal. So that they can exert this new style of judicial activism, which is a violation of the separation of powers laws. The law of the case is a phrase. The law of the case. It is judicial legislation from the bench. That's right. It's judicial legislation from the bench by proxy. The precedent then forces the writing of legislation and the passing of law to meet and duplicate going forward for application upon everybody. Now, this is what the judge said. This is a quote. Judge Greer said, October 2002, in court, when he was angered at Terry's parents' attorney, he said, quote, "The law of the case is that she is going to die," end quote.
And they love it. They have embraced death, and they want the power to visit it upon us, and we have become a very decadent country, and every time in history, when you become decadent, these death cults, these psychopaths get control, and it starts. In fact, reading 1984, the more I learn, the more I understand what a masterpiece that book is.
Because that book talks
about the death cult, and it talks about the worldwide death cult. And basically, worldwide, what you have is a death cult that even makes war against itself just because they want to press on the nerve of power and engage in mass bloodletting. It's a religion. They are the priest of the death cult. And you know, Eric Blair, known as George Orwell, had been in the Imperial Police in India and executed people. He'd fought for the communists in Franco, Spain. He'd worked for the BBC. He'd been a homeless person by design to see what it would be like. He'd been a propagandist during World War II. And he wrote this book. He was an insider, just like Huxley was.
Mm-hmm.
Aldous Huxley of Brave New World. And now I've really come face to face with it, with this film, Martial Law, Jeff, and perhaps next hour we can get into
will.
It.
I want to hear about this, please. Yeah.
And again, talking to you, Jeff, I mean, obviously you know all this stuff and more, and I think a lot of the listeners do as well, but it's really been sinking home to me, you know, getting a kind of a purchase, kind of a connection. I mean, I'm really starting to understand their grand design, and when we say they're evil and they love death and destruction, folks, it's not just about having power. It's about having power so they can do psychopathic evil things.
It's having the power of life and death over people. Look at World War II when they were flexing their muscles. Only 50 to 60 million died. Same thing. We're headed toward another major purging of the human species. There'll be
and
a ritual.
They set this up. They do, and they're calling for it.
Yeah. They're telling us what's going to happen. They're already telling us, Alex. You've heard it. Many of you listening have heard it. They're telling us there is going to be a mass, deadly, horrific pandemic that's going to kill tens of millions. They telegraph everything now. They don't wait for us to find out. They tell us in advance.
They've had top Russian bioweapons experts saying a billion are going to die. I mean, it's all the dramas and made for TV movies.
Yeah. In the meantime, the snakes and vermin will crawl into their underground bunkers, and they will reemerge when the death and carnage has subsided to continue as they have before.
It'll be their weapon system that they engineered. And folks, they say they're going to do this, and you know, perhaps in the next hour we can talk about that. The type of world they want to build, their mindset, why they're doing this, their driving philosophy, their ideology. And people, you better look at your children, your wives, your husbands, all the decency and love and beauty, the things that make us tick, the things we love that just make my heart melt. These bastards hate it. It's like a vampire doesn't like the light of the sun. They want darkness because it's the ether in which they swim. They are literally from another dimension, my friends. They are literally anti-Christ. They are literally destructive. They are aberrant. They say that they're the elite and they have a right to rule us because they are ruthless, but that's a fraud. It's like cancer isn't stronger just because it grows faster and kills whatever it lives in. And they are literally a cancer, and we've got tumors all over us just dripping pus. And they're on the news going, look how beautiful it is. Oh, it's so good. It's so loving. Oh, and we're just this reeking, stinking with rotten body parts.
You know who's waking up are the more and more Jews all the time. I get emailed from Jews and they say, my God, we're being victimized and slaughtered by these Zionists who are misusing and using us as a front piece.
They're a Nazi. They are a death society who absolutely, it is a total fraud.
Zionism is AIDS to Judaism. think about it. Back with Alex Jones after the top of the hour, and we'll hear about his new film, just about ready to be released, coming up next.